This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Hi there, you're listening to Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0. Tui Nareo Te Hapori, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Aero FM, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host, Haisa, and today, being the first show of the month of September, we're going to be talking about digital tools for well-being. Stick around for that, but first, a shout-out to our sponsor, Progress to Health.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 5757.
You won't miss out on Progress to Health's details. I'll play the ad again at the end of the show. So stick around and you can grab their contact info if it feels right for you or someone you know. Okay, the three apps I'm sharing today. The first one, it's an app, a New Zealand-based app called Aomarama. The second app, it's an Australian-based app called Smiling Mind. And finally, a New Zealand-based app called Clearhead as one word. So the first app I want to share, it's a New Zealand-based app called Aomarama. So it's spelled A-O space M-A-R-A-M-A. So this is a New Zealand-based app. It's completely free. And I wanted to share about this app because, you know, we're just about to go into winter. Oh, to winter, which is spring. And this app is all about learning about the moon cycles and how it affects us and how it affects nature. So since we're literally just moving into spring, could be a great app for you to give it a go. So I'm going to read a little bit about the app Aomarama. So Aomarama is a unique interactive app that offers a fresh and culturally grounded approach to mental health and well-being. Unlike many other apps, it's not based on Western psychology alone. It's a digital tool that integrates Mātauranga Māori, Māori knowledge and health frameworks to help users connect with the rhythms of their own well-being. Now, here are some of the key features and concepts behind the app. Maramataka, the Māori lunar calendar, a core element of the app, is its use of the Maramataka. This traditional Māori lunar calendar tracks the different phases of the moon, which are associated with specific energies and moods. By tuning into these natural rhythms, the app provides daily insights, activities, and prompts that align with the lunar cycle, helping you understand how the rhythms of nature can influence your own energy and well-being, health, your relationships with others. Holistic health frameworks. Our marama is built on key Māori health models like Te Whare Tapawhā, the four pillars of health, which if you listen to the show, we are always talking about Te Whare Tapawhā, beautiful, useful, holistic framework for health and well-being. And Māori Ora, Tai Pāri, the flow of well-being. These frameworks emphasize a holistic view of health that includes taha tinana, physical health, or your body, taha hinengaro, mental and emotional health, your mind and your emotions, taha wairua, spiritual health, your sense of self and connection to something greater, and taha whānau, family and social health, your relationships with others. Tracking your Māori ora. The app allows you to track the flow of your Māori and life force. By logging your well-being actions and reflections over time, you can see your progress and identify patterns in what makes you feel energized and balanced. This helps you to build a deeper awareness of your own unique rhythms. In essence, our marama is a tool for self-discovery and connection. It empowers you to align with natural rhythms in Maturanga Māori for a more balanced and meaningful life. It's a great example of how traditional knowledge can effectively be used in a modern digital format to support mental well-being. So I've been using the Our Marama app on and off for a couple of months now, and it's beautifully done. It's quite, you know, intuitive to use. So for example, today is Monday the 1st, Mahuru Rahina 1, and today is what it says for today is Huna. It's a give back day to Tangaroa, to the Wai and Moana. It is also a day where things in the tile hide. Let things be hidden and take a moment to ponder, reflect, and give back to Wai and to your tamariki. So there is usually one little reflection for the day, and you can add notes. There is some questionnaires. You can track how your mood goes according to the lunar cycle. It's actually beautiful, and I don't think I've seen anything like this in any other app before. If you're interested in the lunar cycles, and if you feel that, you know, sometimes the moon affects your mood, or if you're just curious to learn a bit more, I would definitely suggest trying it. Our Marama, it's a beautiful app, and there's so much in there. And again, like with many other well-being apps, the more you use it, the more information it has, the more it starts giving you reflections about, you know, your well-being and your mental health. The next app I want to bring up today, it's an Australian app called Smiling Mind. Smiling Mind is an Australian not-for-profit organization that has created a popular and completely free mindfulness and meditation app. Its mission is to make mental wellness accessible to everyone, and its content is developed by a team of psychologists and educators. Here are some of the key details about Smiling Mind app. The core philosophy, it's mental fitness. Smiling Mind's approach is centered on the idea of mental fitness. Just like you work out to keep your body healthy, the app helps you train your mind to be more resilient, calm, and present. It's a proactive, preventative approach to mental health, focused on building skills rather than just reacting to problems. Now, here are the key features on the Smiling Mind app. 100% free, which is, you know, amazing. This is one of the biggest benefits. The app is completely free with no hidden fees or subscriptions. Programs for all ages. Smiling Mind offers content for a wide range of age groups with tailored programs for children, with meditations designed for kids as young as 3. The app makes mindfulness fun and engaging. They have programs to help kids with emotional regulation, sleep, and managing big feelings. Teens, the app provides meditations and programs that address common teenage stresses like exam anxiety, social media use, and body image. Adults, there are a huge number of meditations and learning modules for adults covering topics like stress, sleep, focus, mindful eating, and improving relationships. Workplaces and schools. Smiling Mind has also developed programs for use in educational and professional settings, making it a valuable tool for groups and as well as individuals. Now, diverse content. The app features over 7,000 guided meditations, lessons, and practices. You can choose from single sessions or curated collections, and the app even offers meditations in Indigenous Australian languages, highlighting its uniquely Australian roots. Mental Fitness Tracker. The app includes a simple tracker to help you monitor your progress and build a daily habit of mindfulness. You can see how often you use the app and reflect on your well-being check-ins. And Routine Builder. You can create personalized routines with a mix of different content to fit your specific needs and goals. And you can also set reminders to help you stay on track. In short, Smiling Mind is a trusted and evidence-based tool that makes the practice of mindfulness incredibly accessible. It's a fantastic resource for anyone in Australia and beyond who wants to improve their mental well-being, from absolute beginners to experienced meditators. All right, so I'm just going to open the app, and it's colorful. It's sort of like purple with pinks. You can go through age group. You can go through type, like learn, meditate, practice. You can start saying, good evening, hi. How are you feeling today? So you can just type in and their smiling faces. There is all sorts of different sessions, like, for example, quick relief, SOS meditation, which is only 3 minutes. Our PECs, compassion meditation, breaking waves, get your emotions moving, flow at work, strengthen your focus and productivity at work. Wow, I probably need that. 6 minutes. So yeah, it tells you exactly what it is, gives you a small description, how long it takes for the meditation. The routine bit is quite cool. You can start building what your routine looks like day by day, and you can set alarms if you want, and reminders. And there is a fitness bit, which is there is a mental fitness and there is a well-being part with calendars and all sorts. I haven't used this one as much as the other apps I've been sharing, but I'm going to use this for the next month. And on our next Digital Tools episode, I'll try and remember and share what I've learned from this app. But I'll give it a go. It's called Smiling Mind. Okay, so the last app I'm going to share today, it's a New Zealand-based app called Clear Head. Now, Clear Head, one word. Clear Head's origins are deeply rooted in a personal mission to address a significant and persistent problem in New Zealand's healthcare system: inaccessibility and long wait times for mental health support. The founders and the why. Clear Head was founded in 2018 by Dr. Angela Lin, a medical doctor, and Michael Connolly, a software engineer. The idea for the platform stemmed from Dr. Lynn's first-hand experience working in the health system. She observed a significant gap between the need for mental health services and the ability for people to access them. Barriers like long wait lists, high costs, and the difficulty of finding the right professional were preventing many New Zealanders from getting the help they needed when they needed it. Dr. Lynn was particularly motivated by New Zealand's high youth suicide rate and wanted to create a solution that was not only effective but also highly accessible to a younger, more tech-savvy generation. She envisaged a platform that could use technology to mimic a text-based conversation, making it less intimidating than a phone call or an in-person appointment. The company's approach is guided by several key principles for the app ClearHead. Mana ki tanga, a unique Maori principle that emphasizes care, support, and lifting others up. ClearHead aims to embody this by providing a personalized and caring approach to guiding users. Accessibility, reducing the traditional barriers of cost, time, and stigma. Proactive over reactive. The platform's tools are designed to help people build resilience and self-awareness before a crisis occur, shifting the focus from ambulance at the bottom of the cliff to proactive well-being. And finally, personalization, recognizing that one size fits all does not work for all. The platform is built to provide tailored guidance and resources based on individuals' specific needs. Now, ClearHead as an app is a little bit different from the other apps I've been sharing so far. You can choose to join as an individual or as a work on an organization that wants to provide support and therapy to the workers. So I just joined as an individual. And as you join, you can just choose what's your main aim with the app. So I chose general well-being, but you can choose things like sleep, stress, anxiety. And that creates like the base on what your app's going to look like. Now, I'm just going to be sharing some of the free resources for individuals. I know there are a lot of things you can pay within the app, including therapy sessions from actual professionals in New Zealand. So ClearHead provides a rich and extensive set of free functions for self-care and self-help designed to empower individuals to proactively manage their well-being, mental well-being. The platform's free offerings are a central part of its mission to make mental health support more accessible to everyone, regardless of either they have an employer-funded plan. Here's a detailed look at the free self-help and self-care functions for an individual with a ClearHead account. So all you need to do is register and create an account as an individual. So you get access to the AI chatbot, the well-being assistant. This is a core free component of ClearHead. It is an intelligent AI chatbot that serves as a personal, confidential guide. Conversational check-ins. The chatbot prompts you to reflect on your thoughts, feelings, and recent experiences. It uses a conversational style to help you articulate what's going on in your mind. Personalized guidance. Based on your responses, it provides tailored recommendations for tools and resources from the platform's library. For example, if you mention feeling stressed, it might suggest a deep breathing exercise or a lesson on managing stress. Safe private space. The chatbot offers a private and non-judgmental space to vent or explore difficult emotions, which can be a crucial first step for those who are not ready to speak with a human. 2. Digital self-help tool library. ClearHead's library of self-help tools is extensive and includes a wide variety of interactive exercises and lessons. These tools are often based on evidence-based therapeutic techniques like cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, and mindfulness. It has a mood journal This is a fundamental tool for building self-awareness. You can log in your mood daily and make notes about what may be affecting it. Over time, this helps you identify patterns between your activities and how you feel, allowing you to make more intentional choices to improve your well-being. And this part is very similar to the app I shared, Dahlia. So we have the smiley faces, and you can just click on different items, and you can add your own items as well. Guided well-being journeys. These are structured interactive programs that feel similar to a therapy or coaching experience. They are designed to help you build skills in key areas of your life, such as balancing your mood, provides insights into how your daily activities affect your mood and suggests new activities to try. Reframing thoughts guides you through exercise to identify unhelpful thought patterns and learn how to reframe them more positively. Finding purpose. An interactive journey to help you understand what brings your well-being in different areas of your life, such as career, relationships, and hobbies. To add, you can find in the free version mindfulness and relaxation exercises, skill-building tools such as identifying signals, gratitude practice, and improving your sleep. So the actual free resource library is great, and I don't think you have the necessity of a paid subscription, but you have access to real therapists that you can pay one-on-one through the app, which is great. That's all we have time for today. But sometimes a conversation can make all the difference. I'm about to play a list of support lines. Grab a pen and paper so you can jot them down and have them ready if you ever need them.
So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called, so Need to Talk. 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and this service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text. 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT Team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a Crisis Assessment Team, they're part of the Community Mental Health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, you need someone safe to talk to, they're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508 828 865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now, this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people, who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463.
So today we spoke about three different apps. Number one was Smiley Mind, the second one was Our Marama, and the last one was Clear Head, one word. But that's all we got time to talk about today. I would love for you to jump into the Progress to Health Facebook page. We'll make a post about this podcast show, and I would love your feedback, your questions, your suggestions, your comments. Have you been trying any of the digital tools we've shared with you lately? I would love to hear from you. Take care, and I'll catch you next week on the Fighting Stigma show right here on Free FM 89.0.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.